Talk live with Psychics Online now for one-on-one personal readings. Welcome to Stars Psychics, a community of gifted psychic readers offering live psychic readings through our private chat rooms. Want to know about your love life? What about your career and wealth? Hear from loved ones and more. Our network of channelers, tarot card readers, clairvoyants, spiritual advisors, and clairaudience can assist in answering your questions and guide you to a new level of spiritual career. Online psychic readings are a great way to find out answers you've always wanted to know from a psychic in the privacy and comfort of your home. Go to www.starspsychics.com. That's stars with a Z, psychics.com. Now click on the new one-on-one button and start talking to a psychic today.
Hi, everyone. This is Stars Cast, also known as Natalie. Most people just call me Natalie. It's a lot easier that way. Anyways, we have a great show tonight, a special show, actually. We're going to be interviewing some of my stars. I call them my stars because they're mine, and I have a protective thing about them. And I have Stars Dragon Spirit here that's going to be doing the interviewing tonight. And tonight, as our guests, we have Stars Autumn Dancing Heart. We have Stars Mystical Waters. We have Stars Priestess Lori. And me. I can't believe it. I have to do this too again, right? Is that amazing or what? But anyways, you'll find out all about how they got started, how they found stars, anything that comes into the conversation. So please enjoy the show. And I'm going to be talking in the chat room here. We have people there already. And Dragon Spirit, go ahead, take it away.
Okay, hello. And first, I'd like to thank everybody in the room and that comes to the room and listen. I think it's great because we've got a few of our advisors to where the people that are listening can get to know them a little bit more, because a lot of people, you know, are either shy or not sure if they should go to an advisor and so forth and so on. And this gives you the opportunity to see some of them and hear some of them as to what their experiences are and so forth. So, again, Natalie already introduced them, but I'm going to introduce them once again. First, let me give you the phone number to call them. It's 347-838-9736. And the first person up that I'm going to speak with is Stars Mystical Waters, Dana. And Dana, how are you?
I'm peachy. How are you?
Well, I don't know about peachy, but great. But I'm going to ask you a few questions, and that way people get to know you a little bit more, and they get to know everybody else a little bit more, so maybe they won't be so hesitant when it comes to speaking to an advisor.
Okay.
First, I'd like to know, how did you first know that you had a gift and actually experienced it?
I think I was probably 10, 12 years old when I knew I was a little bit different than most people. I visions?
Mm-hmm.
I'd see things. Things would come to me, and I'd see it like, okay, I know what's going to happen now. Let's not go that direction. Let's go this way.
Mm-hmm.
And then I started probably using it more when I was like 16, 18 years old. I could, my ex-husband was not a very good sort of person, and he hung around with not so very good sort of people, and I could see their auras.
Mm-hmm.
And tell which person, okay, I don't want this person in my house. No, you know. So, I mean, as I got older, it developed more.
So you felt it. You knew what was going on, and you didn't pull from it. You just went forward with it. That's
right.
Good. That's real good. Okay, how many gifts do you have? I'd like to know exactly. And what's your most favorite to use during a reading?
I have, let's see, I hear things. I see things. I can feel things. That's probably all the gifts that I have, and I, when I do a reading, I do more toward the seeing and the feeling, the vision. I get a vision, yeah, and then
okay.
I get a feeling as to what's you know happening here.
Right. So in other words, if somebody asks you or somebody tells you something, even though they may tell you one thing, you may be picking up on something else that might be more prominent for them.
Right. Exactly.
Okay, well, that's good. So you've got three gifts, and you combine them, but the one stands out more than the other. Have you ever felt that when you're doing a reading that maybe the second gift or the third gift kicks in a little bit more than just the vision?
Yeah. I have the feeling that goes. Usually, when I get a vision, I get a feeling that goes with it, and
mm-hmm.
sometimes that feeling is stronger that
mm-hmm.
I go with it than what I see in my vision. I mean, they usually connect.
They
but
go
the
hand
feeling,
in hand.
Yeah, the feeling is stronger than the vision is than what I see. I feel
mm-hmm.
more.
So it's more of the empathic side that kicks in.
Right.
That's good, though. I think it's always good. You know, it's fine. It's great if you have one. But for myself, just like you, you know, I have several. And I always, all several kick in. Unless, as I said, a person asks me something, well, you know, something else kicks in. And I tell them that. Do you ever find yourself holding anything back? Or do you just tell them, you know, even though they asked you one particular question, you see something else. Do you tell them exactly what you're seeing instead of worrying
oh,
about
yeah.
the question?
Oh,
that's
yeah.
Good.
I don't. I tell them, you know, you may ask me something, but I give you what I get.
That's good.
This is what I'm getting. I'm sorry, you know, I'll apologize to them and tell them, you know, I understand that this is what you're seeking. But this
mm-hmm.
is what Spirit's telling me.
Good. And they're normally happy with that, correct?
Right.
Good.
Right.
And good, because that can happen a lot of times. There'll be a caller who calls in, and they'll ask one particular question, or they're digging for one particular thing, and yet there will be something else that comes up for them. And whether, I don't want to put it, whether they like it or not, but it must be more prominent. Spirit must want them to know this before they know, you know, what they asked about.
Right.
And
right.
that happens a lot. So that's really good.
Right.
How long have you been practicing your gifts? And by that I mean, like, for the public and doing it in confidence and on a regular basis.
Probably 30 years.
Wow.
30 plus some plus years, yeah.
That's good.
On a psychic network, no, but I have, you know, friends, I see things and I tell them, okay, you know, this is going to happen, and this is, I'm letting you know so you'll be prepared.
Mm-hmm.
You know, or well, mainly just friends. Some family. I have dreams too. Dreams would my dreams though were mainly they tell me something was going on or going to happen, mainly
uh-huh.
with my family.
Uh-huh.
And it was usually not. Something not very good, you know. I had a dream about a fire. So I was in Alabama. My family was in Oklahoma, and I'm calling my family. Hey, did y'all have a fire? Are y'all gonna have a fire? You know, are y'all having a fire? No, we're not having a. There's no fire. 2 days
mm-hmm.
later, boom.
There's
a fire.
The fire.
Yeah. So you know, hey. So
that's good. That happens a lot, though.
Yeah, yeah. They know when I call and say, hey, something's up, they know to look.
Right. So you have a track so to speak, a long standing in it. I mean, 30 years to be practicing it with the public, quite a while. So you must be very comfortable with your gifts and very comfortable with what you're doing. Otherwise, I don't think you would be around it 30 years.
No, and it's, you know, I tried to back away from it at one point in my life.
Mm-hmm.
And it, things just got, that wasn't where I was supposed to be. I'm supposed to be what, doing what I'm doing with
mm-hmm.
my gifts.
That's
and
good.
It, yeah, Spirit pretty much told me, hey, get off your bum, come on.
You're lucky I
you
got
know?
Hit upside the head with a 2x4.
Yeah.
Yes. So you know that this is where you belong, that this is what
right.
you are to be doing, so you're comfortable
that's,
with it.
That's
okay,
good.
Let me ask you one more thing.
Okay.
How did you hear about stars, or how did you find stars?
Well, back in the day, when it was planet stars, they had a, I think it was a weekly room on AOL, and I'd go in there and I'd sit and watch mainly. Sometimes I'd get a reading, but most of the time I'd just sit and watch, and you know, get to know other people and stuff. And then I decided, well, one of my friends said, "Hey, Dana, you know, why don't you try one of these psychic networks?" And I said, "Well, you know, I hang out there in the Planet Stars room." So I got a hold of Natalie way back when, and we went from there.
That's good. That's your way back there with me, too. And, yeah, we had those rooms almost every single night as long as we had the reader. We offered those free readings every single night.
Yeah.
So that's a good thing. So you found her that way, and you've been here ever since?
Well, I backed off. I left Natalie. I think I was with her maybe a year. Not sure how long, but then I backed off, and I backed off for a while. And then I like I said, Spirit says, "No, you're not doing this." So
mm-hmm.
I started doing it with my friends again. And and then one friend said, you know, the same friend that talked me into it before, she said, "Dana, why don't you go back to reading online?" And I'm like, "Well, I think that's a good idea." So I looked for Natalie, and there she was. I pulled her up on the internet. There she was. I'm like, "Okay, let's go for it."
That's a good thing.
Yeah.
That's a really good thing.
I love our family, you know?
Yeah. It's been years and years, since 1999, off and on with me and Natalie, and I have not worked for any other online company.
I haven't either.
I have
the only
own.
One I've ever worked for.
Yeah, that's the way it has been for me as well. I have my own, you know, personal things, but I stopped doing those when I started back up with Natalie. So that's a good thing. And I greatly appreciate you coming tonight and sharing
thank you for having
all
me.
Of your information. And I am sure that somebody heard something that might ring a bell with them.
It might. It just might.
Well, thank you again, Dana. And anybody that
thank
wants
you.
To find her, she is Stars Mystical Waters on Stars Psychics. Okay.
Thanks, Diane.
You're very, very welcome, and thank you for coming.
You're welcome.
Next, we have Miss Lori, Stars Priestess Lori on this site. And
hello.
Would you like to, would you like to go by your Stars name, or would you like to go by Lori?
Either one is fine with me.
Okay. And how are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing okay. If you don't mind, I'd like to ask you the same questions that I asked Dana, because I think that they cover pretty much a little bit of a range that leads people into you and lets you know a little bit, them know a little bit more about you and how you do your things.
Okay, that sounds good.
Okay, how did you first know your gift and actually experience it?
Okay, I can't pinpoint a date when it, you know, suddenly dawned on me. It's just something that's always been a part of me. I consider myself a bit of empath.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, obviously I didn't know those words until, say, I was probably in my teens.
Right.
I just, especially with the empath part, you know.
You just do them.
Someone can come to you with a smile on their face and presenting themselves as, you know, being in a good mood, that everything's going great. But for some reason, you start feeling really sad or you're feeling really angry.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't know where that's coming from because you yourself don't have any reason to feel that way.
Mm-hmm. I'm very glad you said that. Because that's very important for people.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, and when you're a child especially, you don't know how to deal with that. And then, you know, the teenage years come along and that really throws everything for a loop. But aside from that, my mother's side of the family all read playing cards as their form of divination.
Uh-huh.
And my main memories of all of us together, you know, with our playing cards was probably before the age of 10. It'd be my mother, my grandmother, and my aunt.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the word psychic or intuitive, none of those were ever thrown around. We just would lay the cards out and each tell, you know, what we were getting from them.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, I mean, that's a good thing. You know, you were born with it probably and just looked at it as a natural, you know, a natural happening, a natural occurrence. Because even myself, as long as I have been doing it, I didn't like attaching words to what I was doing. I knew what I was doing, you know, and how to do it and so forth. But then, mm-hmm. way back then, we didn't use these different words. And then all of a sudden, you know, as time went by, people started popping up with all of these different words. And it's like, okay, what does that mean? And then they would tell me, and it's like, I've been doing that for years. So I can definitely understand that part of it. Very much so. Okay. Well, how many gifts do you have? And what is your most favorite one to use during your readings?
Let's see. Mostly I can feel the emotions of the people involved in the situation that the client's inquiring about.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can feel the energy of what's going on around them.
Mm-hmm.
I will get images in my head, and while I do use my cards, there are times when I've laid my cards out and it just starts flowing into me. I don't even really have to go into what the cards are saying. It's like it sparks something in me and it just comes.
Yeah, it opens the channel. The flow starts coming in and you start sensing it and reading it.
Yes, exactly. And so basically, the main tool is my cards and myself, I guess. I do use oracle stones too, but primarily, you know, my cards and my empathic abilities.
Do you ever find that when you're doing the reading that the empathic ability is a lot stronger than the cards?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Like I was saying, you know, I can lay my cards out and, you know, I'll get one or two things from the cards, but really the images start coming into my head and the feeling of how the people, the individual people in the situation that the client is inquiring about, you know, how they all relate to each other. And it all kind of tells a story and it plays out in my mind, and then that's what I relay back to the client.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's funny sometimes, like, you get some really odd things that pop into your head, and sometimes you think, oh, I can't say that. That's ridiculous.
True.
Like a reading I did a few weeks ago, when I found out I would be doing the reading for the client, I had to email them to find out what time they wanted to set up for the reading. And they, I didn't hear from them for about a day. And for some reason, I kept thinking, there were two things going through my head. I kept seeing a little white dog and elves, okay? And I'm like, okay, what's that about, you know?
Right.
We're going through the reading finally, and this little white dog keeps showing up in my head, and I'm like, oh, God. I'm like, okay, is there any, what's a white dog mean to you? And, at first the client was like, well, I don't know, I can't think of anything right now. So I'm like, okay, well, that's fine. Well, we kept going on with the reading. Everything's going fine. And suddenly she goes, oh, yeah, the day I purchased the reading, we were doing a charity event at work where we all dressed up as elves for Christmas.
Ah.
And one of the couples that attended the event had this little white dog that we were all cooing and awing over. And, it's just sometimes it's a little weird, and sometimes it doesn't make sense at first. But, you know, it's just how it goes.
True. And, two, it depends. Sometimes you can pick up on something. And, I mean, I've seen this happen for me. I've seen this happen for other readers. They get an image, and it's not necessarily always what it means to the client. Sometimes it's shown to you because of your interpretation of it so that you identify it.
Mm-hmm.
Did that happen to you?
Sorry, say that again. You're breaking up a little bit.
Okay. Say, for instance, you were talking about the white dog.
Uh-huh.
And I have found with some advisors, and this has even happened with myself in the past, they'll show you a white dog, but it's not necessarily what the white dog represents to the client. It's what the white dog would represent to me so that I know how to, convey it to them.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see. Okay, this is going to be your last one here. Well, next to the last one. How long have you been practicing your gifts?
Pretty much since primarily my teenage years, and I've had a few websites and places like that, since the 90s, I guess, that I would, offer readings, usually for free. Back in the day. it's been, I think 2011 is when I started actually charging for readings. Before then, it always felt like something that what money wasn't supposed to be involved in.
I can understand that. Really,
yeah.
When I started doing my, I didn't charge people. It took me a lot to begin to charge people.
Oh, yeah. It was 2011, and I just suddenly felt like I just got pulled to start doing this, and I can't even remember how it was that I signed up for, it was a different psychic site at the time, and it was a video, site, which was real hard for me because I'm probably the biggest introvert and shy person on the planet. That's where,
No.
And, what?
I said, no. I can tell you're very shy and quiet. You're not so much an extrovert.
Oh, no. I mean, sometimes I never shut up once I get to know somebody, but.
That's good.
But, and I, for some reason, my shyness didn't bother me then. It's like I just felt empowered to just go and do it, and I thought, you know, well, okay, I'll just give this a try, and if I don't do it right or something, and, you know, I'll just go back to doing it for, you know, local people or whatever. And, well, I've been doing it ever since, so.
There you go. So, see, it's not a matter of right or wrong, but you are exactly where you need to be then. You're comfortable with it, and it flows for you and everything, and being that you're comfortable with it and stuff, that lets you know that you're in the right place.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to ask you one more thing here. How did you hear about or come to STARS?
I actually heard about STARS Psychic through our STARS priestess, Candy Ramson. I knew her online, and we, you know, would talk on AOL and over the phone sometimes. And I noticed one of her little, what do you call it, the notices that go out over Facebook and Twitter, you know, and I asked her, what's STARS Psychics, you know? And she told me all about it and how to get in contact with Natalie, and that's been, let's see, that was April 2013, I think, and
hey,
that's how I got here.
That's a good thing. You know, and it's nice to hear that, because we put out these little things, you know, and it's nice to know that people do see them. And you know, like you, people do react to them. So that's a nice thing.
Oh, yeah.
But,
I also...
Go ahead.
I was going to say, I also like, you know, with STARS Psychics, it really is, it's more personable. We all talk to each other on a regular basis on, you know, online. And you can actually get a hold of Natalie, which is always nice.
Isn't it? I mean, a boss that you can actually talk to whenever you need to.
Oh, I know, right? But, you know, it's just been a really good experience, and it's something I'm really happy to be a part of.
That's good. That's nice. I'm glad that you feel like that, because we want it to be a family, you know. If one of us are on there and you feel like goofing, well, then you goof. If you have a serious question, you can ask a serious question. But, yeah, it's a community. We all do communicate with each other and so forth. So it's nice that you feel that way, and we're glad to have you. And just keep going with the plug.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay. Thank you for doing the show. And if anybody would like to speak with Lori, they can find her at STARS Priestess Lori on starspsychics.com. And again, thank you very much for doing the show, Lori.
Oh, thank you.
Okay. Our next guest is Autumn. Her star name is Stars Autumn Dancing Heart. I'm going to say that one more time, because that's a long thing to say all at once. Stars Autumn Dancing Heart. Hello, Autumn.
Hi.
How are you doing?
I'm doing great, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing very good, thank you. Thanks for doing the show, and thank you for coming to answer some questions for us. The first question I'd like to ask is, how did you first know your gift and actually experience it?
Well, you know, it's funny because I've been listening, you know, in, and it seems like that there's kind of a theme here. When I was young, I used to have what I know now are called visions.
Mm-hmm.
At the time, I didn't know what they were called. All I knew was that it scared the heck out of my mother.
Mm-hmm.
And because my family was extremely close, I was not encouraged to reveal those visions or talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
So I put it aside for quite a long time, and something happened in my life that made it impossible to ignore my gift. In 1992, I lost my daughter.
And
that happened. It woke up my gift. It woke up my feelings. It woke up. I started having dreams that weren't about my daughter, but they were dreams that I would wake up, I'd write it down, and, you know, 2 or 3 days later, whatever stuff happened. Now, sometimes I would have dreams that I described as being Picasso-like, very abstract. And come to find out, those would be the ones that were the not good news. You know, and we all come across that as readers, that messages aren't always positive. Well, they're not always good news. I think any message is a positive message. Whether it's a warning or whether it's uplifting, it's still a positive message. 1992 is when I actually started learning and exploring my gift. Basically, I didn't have a choice. My new little angel decided it for me.
Oh. Well, I can relate to the part of having, you know, family not so much discuss or anything else. Just to let you know, I scared my father so much when I was 9, he took me to a psychiatrist.
That's
so,
what happened to me. Yes. And some of my family, you know, I mean, this sounds terrible to say, but some of my family actually, you know, said I was demonic, said I was possessed, said horrible things that as a 9 or a 10-year-old scares you, you know, makes you of course, I know now that I'm an adult, that having a gift is just that, it's a gift. It's a good thing.
Yes. Well, that's good, and it's good that you didn't try to stop them, that you let them flow, so that way you didn't cut yourself off, which I think probably would have been worse for you. It would be horrific, I know, for myself.
And it happened because my son, who was a baby at the time, when he started reaching through me, he started showing that he had gifts. And so, had the opposite, I made sure to encourage him.
Good.
I went the opposite of what my family did.
That's good.
You learn.
True. I relate to the same thing. My son, he picked up on it. Like, it's a natural thing. I mean, from the beginning, it's a natural thing. When he went to college, he went to Virginia, first thing, he gave me a phone call, Mom, there's nobody here with incense, no books in the library, no nothing. You've got to send me a care package. So, you definitely want to encourage them.
To them, it's as natural as breathing.
Exactly. There's no difference.
Pulls up and says, hey, I had a dream and you need to do this, this, and this. They don't look at that as work. You know, because
true. The natural thing. So that's a good thing.
Yes.
The next question I'd like to ask you is, how many gifts do you have, and what is your favorite one to use during a reading?
Okay, well, I have the visions. I still have precog dreams. I can feel things. I feel emotions, but I also can feel sensations on my body. I think I hear, and strangely enough, I smell things. And that one, can be unique and can really help startle people with that. You know, I'll say I smell cigar smoke, and suddenly I'm scaring them, and so I try to back off on that one a little bit. I also do read cards, and I use crystals. But my favorite thing, I think, is relying on, I know some people call it spirit, some people call it guides or angels. but I rely on the divine energy to show me either in visions or holding up pictures in front of my eyes, spring, so that I hear it. I rely on that mostly. That's my favorite thing to use, I think.
That's good. That's good.
And
if you don't, mind, if I may ask, what type of cards do you use?
I use tarot cards. I have three or four sets, actually. And I am one of these people that I don't believe you buy your own. I believe you let somebody give you a tarot card. And so various people in my life now that do support me, got me an angel set, a dragon set, a set called Revelation, and of course I have the Rider-Waite, and I have one that is called Wolf Vision, and that one is my favorite.
Good. So you have a variety of gifts, and it just depends on the client and what you initially feel from that client or see at which venue you use.
And it's really funny because if a client asks me for a tarot reading or a card reading, I have a harder time with that. I prefer for the divine energy or spirit to direct me to what's needed for that particular client.
Right.
And
yeah.
I will let them know, hey,
yeah.
I got to tell you what I'm shown. It's a bargain I made with my guide that I always tell you, good or bad. And if it doesn't have anything to do with your question, then just know that whatever is being shown, you need to know right now.
That's right. That's good. That's very, very good. Very good. Next to the last one, I would like to ask, how long have you been practicing your gifts?
On a professional level, since 1999. On a personal level, like friends, family, that sort of thing, since just after 1992. So I'd say 1993.
Okay. And is that with all of them? All of them came at the same time? Or did they come at various intervals?
Oh, my gift?
Yes.
They spread themselves out, thank goodness. I'm quite sure that I couldn't have handled if all of my gifts had opened up at once.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like going to college. You don't learn everything the first year.
Right. Most definitely. You blow your head up.
Exactly. I mean, you just explode, and I'm still learning, and I hope to keep learning until the very last day that I take my very last breath.
Yes.
You know, I want to always be learning, because if I'm learning, then I can help others, whether it's my fellow readers and it's somebody new that maybe doesn't understand or just needs some support because their family does not support them, or whether it's a client or whether it's my son or, whoever.
Right. If you're learning, you're expanding, and that's always a good thing.
And let's face it, And I don't know how to say this politically correct. If you're
politically correct here.
If you're in it for the right reasons, if you're doing this business for the right reasons, then understand what I'm fixing to say. We are helpers. We are light bringers. We are that light, that flashlight when someone's in a dark time. That's what we're there for, is to shed some light. We're not there to make all the decisions for them. We're just there to kind of guide them a little bit.
Right. That's good. Yes.
I'll get off.
That's very true. It used to be for myself, like I said, for me it was very difficult because I looked at it as a gift and it was very difficult for me to learn to charge people for it. But then the guys, like I said, hit me upside the head with a 2x4 and said, look, this is your living. This is what you are supposed to be doing. And
well,
so I learned that. But, we help guide other people. We help teach other people.
Exactly. And the way I explain it is it's an energy exchange.
Exactly.
they pay money and we give our energy, because I know that all of my fellow readers will agree with this. Doing readings many times can be very draining.
Yes.
And you have to have that exchange. And
energy,
there are some readings out there that, you know, that are more draining than others.
No, true. Energy is reciprocal. In some way or another, it always finds a way to be reciprocal.
Exactly.
The last
we have
question.
To accept it. It's the hard part. Are you there?
Yeah. Okay. Sorry. The last question would be, how did you hear about or find Stars?
That one is an interesting and fun story. I'm one of these readers that I have read from many places, some very small, some very large, bad. But I'm one of these readers that I tend to put in a lot of hours. Mm. And as a matter of fact, there was a time I was working 20 hours a day, which I learned after a while that was way too much. I needed to slow down. And I found Natalie on AOL through the Stars room that she had there. And at that time, I signed up with her. It's the rooms there were done very differently. And I was known as Maya, or the Maya. And I worked with her for a little while, and then I ended up a year off and heal, because as much as we don't like to talk about it, you know, when you have F third, you've got to heal.
Mm-hmm.
And she had two Stars from Planet Stars, Star Psych. She welcomed me back, open arms, back to the family, which I had missed. And of course, I adore Natalie.
Mm-hmm.
But I found her literally by. And I like to think that person who died leading me to someone that loved her readers, that has a personal relationship with each one of them and is very protective of her readers, and that's something that is not very common in the reader. I mean, if you think about it, sites that you go to, most of them are about the almighty dollar. They don't care about their readers.
Right. True. Very true.
Is well, she's a sweetheart, and I'm just so happy to be part of the family.
Good. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad that you feel that way. It's nice that when we have advisors that come together, like I was saying before, as a community, and work together, and you know, actually care about one another instead of so-and-so this, so-and-so that, or, you know, like you said, these other places, all they seem to care about is money instead of the actual people that they're surrounded by.
Right, because, you know, there's behind each green name, believe it or not. There are human beings behind our name. And you need that. You need that personal touch.
Right. Hands-on approach is always the best.
Yes.
Well, Autumn, thank you very, very much for coming tonight and answering my question. And for all of those out there who would like to speak with Autumn, again, if you go to starspsychics.com, her name there is Stars Autumn Dancing Heart. And again, I appreciate you coming and talking with us. It's been nice.
Thank you so much.
Our next advisor is Miss Natalie, who is known as...
Oh, dear, don't call me Miss Natalie. I'm not Miss Natalie. No, I'm just... Yeah. I first of all, want to say something. I want to thank everybody. You made me feel so good. See, the big thing with somebody like me is to know that you are appreciated and loved by those who work on the site. I mean, you work for yourselves, but you work for Stars. And oftentimes I hear from people, oh, my gosh, that site was so awful. They were so nasty to me. See, I learned that a long time ago working for America Online, what I wanted, did not want to have if I ever created anything of that nature. And but ladies, thank you so much, all of you, for saying sweet things. And it will make me cry if I think about it too long. So, anyways, let's go on. Let's go on, Deb, and ask away.
Yes.
And you know, it's been tough on me. I lost my bird of 20 years, and it's just, it's been horrible. But you know what? I have all of you. At any point in time, I could say, I need some help. Can I call you? And I could get everyone, except those in other countries, to talk to me, and even them on Skype. And I think I have the best on the Internet. I think I look at all the other sites and what they have, and they can't touch a candle to us at all. They cannot compete. We are our own entities. We're off on our own. A lot of good things coming up. The site is going to be changing a bit. It's going to be dynamic. We'll be able to get readings with cell phones and iPads and notepads. And I always say to Tony, doodads, because, you know, there's so many things out there that people are using. So the best is yet to come. I've been kind of waiting on a press release. I wanted to do a really big one, and I mean, I can even put us out in New York if I want. It's not as expensive as you think, but I want everybody to know what I have on STARS. And so thank you, ladies. It really made me feel good. Okay, Debbie, what do you want to know?
Cheyenne.
I kind of told you everything anyways, you know, basically. No, not really. I mean, I could talk and talk. I'm like a little chatterbox. I love to talk about all my readers. I do, and it's true. It's true. But I didn't start in this field in the very beginning. So anyways, they're all typing in chat. We love you. We love you. I love all of you, too. So anyways, okay.
Okay.
I know.
Your first question, how did you first know your gift and actually experience it?
Well, you know, I was secretary treasurer. Well, actually, I kept the money for this group in Michigan. It was called the Psychic Guide. And my job, believe it or not, then, and that was in the mid-80s, I was to interview all the readers. So, you know, I was like, that's when it really started. Now, in the beginning, I did not think I had any gifts at all. My best friend told me, oh, you can do anything, you can do this. And I got started in astrology because it was a science and because it had, you know, facts. A lot of people liked facts and that kind of thing. And so I studied it, but I didn't study it like, for example, STARS JC or STARS Celestial. They are the true astrologers. They are traditional. I'm more of a intuitive astrologer. And so anyways, you know, I got my first computer was an Apple IIe, and then you could do charts. They would be squares. So I dabbled with that. I learned that computer pretty well. And I took care of the money for this huge organization. The gal who was the president really liked me. And I got to know a lot of readers then. I mean, that was the key. So I got exposure with that, not my gifts yet. And then, you know, time went on, and I got another computer, and I thought, gee, I would like to do this online. Well, the only gig in town was America Online, like you and Autumn Dancing Hartnell, and maybe a lot of you others that are listening. There wasn't anything else. There were no other sites. You had Internet Explorer and America Online. There were small sites, but nothing like it is now. So I applied, and I got hired. Two ladies interviewed me, and they just asked me some astrology questions, and I started working in the chat rooms there, and then you didn't get paid readings. It didn't exist. You did a shift every week. It could be an hour and a half
shifts.
To 2 hours long. Yeah, for free.
Two shifts. Yep.
Yes. Oh, yes. And they were, you had to do 15-minute readings then. So I got a lot of experience, and, you know, I still kept learning my astrology. Now, mind you, I used a little numerology at the same time, so I do know that. So I incorporated that. And then I always had this deck of cards, a playing deck of cards, just regular playing cards, because I didn't, all the cards that were developed then were big, like the Rider-Waite was a huge deck, and there was a lot of others, but of course now you can get anything that you want, any size that you want, but then, and I have small hands, so I thought, oh, this isn't going to fly, because somebody said to me in the group of the readers that I got to know, why don't you do cards? And I thought, oh, I'm not going to handle those cards. They're too big. They're falling all over the place. Well, I learned my cards very well, just seeking information off the Internet. And I worked for America Online, and the place that we worked in was called Crystal Ball. And it's funny, and I have to tell this quick little story. I got a reading from this lady that was in something. She ran Tarot to Go on America Online. And I got a reading from her, and she told me I would never amount to anything on the Internet. Never. She said, nobody's going to, I mean, she was kind of, I don't know, all about self, I guess. And she said, well, you're not going to make any money on the Internet, because I knew what I wanted to do, but I was still kind of a novice at it. You know, I was learning. And I learned a lot working in Crystal Ball, because I learned what I did not want to ever do should I have even a site or a group together, you know. And Planet Stars was very small. The most I ever had on Planet Stars, which was my first website, was 25. And, you know, then, and, you know, even, you know, Dana, Mystical Water, she knows, you know, Cheyenne, how it was then. I mean, it was totally different. Totally different. We had a meeting, all of us. I think they had probably 350 readers of all kinds, and we were in one of the big rooms that AOL had, and, you know, this woman that owned it, I would say, hi, how are you? I said it several times. She never responded to me, and I sat there at my computer, and I said to myself, well, I said it out loud, I will never be like you. Never.
Mm-hmm.
I will never not acknowledge the people that are helping me create something and bring something to the world. Well, little did I know, I was getting knowledge and gaining stuff. And I really don't have gifts like all of you have. Sometimes I'll hear, but not on cue. I mean, I can't say, okay, well, I'm hearing this about you. But what I get is things in my head. It's not, they're not visions. My friend Ricky Fromman, who was one of my mentors, still is, she told me, she said, you're just an intuitive. You get ideas and you act upon it. So I guess that's what I am.
Mm-hmm.
But that's how I've been led to do what I'm doing. I mean, I had no idea back in when I was running this group of people that I was going to be doing this. Oh, no way. No. I had no idea. If somebody would have told me, I would have told them they were crazy. But you see, I was seeing things on Crystal Ball and all of that, and I thought, she doesn't even say hi to all of these, her favorites. She would talk to her favorites, and you could never reach her, never, ever. I was learning all these things and realizing what I didn't want to do. Should I ever be allowed to do this? And I had, in the 80s, I almost died, and I had a... crystal. Oh, you would love this, Cheyenne. Maybe I told you. It was a crystal about 6.5 feet high. I woke up during the night. My room was glowing this golden yellow.
Yeah.
And I was ill. So I knew right away, oh, golden color must be healing me, right? But that wasn't just it. Now, this was with this whole group. And I asked a lot of the readers, but, you know, all of them just said healing. And I kept saying to myself, no, it's something else. I was to see this because I'm very visual. That's why in the blog and everything that I do, I like visual. I like people to see pictures. I think it's very, very important. And I realized that was the beginning for me. It was quite a few years later. But I didn't know enough about readings and psychics and cards. I learned, sure, but I kind of fell into it, I guess, or was guided. I was dragged into
guided
it. I don't know. Anyways, and it's a great thing, you know, what I've done. So I started Planet Stars, and not with gifts, really, Deb, Cheyenne. I just moved on. I wanted, somebody wanted, said, why don't you do a magazine online? Now, I didn't even know what that was, and it was created in my living room. the name was created. A bunch of us got together. They came to visit me that worked for me. And we came up with Mystic Living Today. And that came, Planet Stars was in 1998, and Mystic Living Today was in 1999. And, you know, I'm very proud of them. Sometimes somebody will say, well, look what you've done, but to me, I'm not done yet. I still have more that I want to do. I don't even know what it is yet, but I've got to drive. And
you know,
for Tony, I drive him up a wall, I know, because he'll say to me, oh, my God, she's got more things for me to do. And I said, you haven't seen anything yet, you know, and I don't even know what they are, truly, but I know they'll come to me at the right time. I did readings for people at my house. They could either get a card reading or I could do what's called a solar return, which is a year forecast that everybody can understand. I mean, I don't talk above you. I go through the houses and I tell you what's coming up for you. But the other thing I can do is called a lunar return, which is a monthly forecast. And so, like, you know, it's based upon your date of birth. And the lunar one returns your moon to its exact natal position in degrees and minutes, and the solar returns your sun. So I learned that. I learned it a lot, really good. I can really do that, but I don't practice it that much because I'm so busy with stars and trying to do all the things that I'm doing that I really love to do. I really love what I'm doing. I mean, I talk to people and they'll just say to me, well, you know, I can understand. I hear it in your voice talking to me on the phone. I really love what I do. And I do love all my readers. I do. I take good care of them. At least I think I do. I try. And I'm always reachable. Always. And if I get an email from you, you're the first ones that I answer. Or I'll leave you notes in your profile. Sometimes you'll see a notice from me, you know, whatever it may be. Your contracts are due or something like that, you know. Little things like that. I had Tony do that. And it's all evolved, Cheyenne, all of it.
I'm very grateful. The beginning, it took the beginning to let everybody know. We used to really have to work hard with the AOL thing. And when Mystic Living Today started, it was great. That's when I was doing the series of goddesses, and everything was through that. All of us that worked for Natalie at that time would try to do something to put in there so that it would grow and expand. And we went through a lot, and we did readings. We went through a lot, and a lot of us did free readings every night for an hour and so forth. I mean, this has been something that's been growing and growing and expanding. And now, you know, everything that you do here and so forth is a breeze compared to what it started out to be. But that's the way it normally goes. It starts off as something small, and it just keeps growing and expanding and growing and expanding. But it's been great so far. I mean, you know, you've done a lot of different things. We used to have to go through a lot of different steps and everything for one reading back then, and now that we have it set up, it's a breeze. It's just a breeze now compared to the way it used to be. But I'm glad to say that I was there in the beginning and watched and went through and seen all these different things. Remember at Christmas time and stuff, we used to work on a point system just between us advisors. And you accumulate a certain amount of points, you could get this certain prize, so to speak, you know, like a chart done or whatever. We did things together as a family, literally.
I started that atmosphere as soon as I started Planet Stars, and you know, there's quite a few on the site that have been with me for a long time. Yourself, Star Sedona is another one. She's been with me probably 99. She came on board, and she's never left me. One year she left me because her significant other got really ill, and she couldn't do readings during that time. But she's been with me that long, and the ones too, you know, like Mystical Waters. And yourself, but it's been a great thing. And you know, Autumn Dancing Heart. I remember when I first met her, and you know, Stars JC does a lot of stuff for me. A lot of she'll keep things in Excel, and she'll say, I don't understand. How do you remember all these people? I laugh at her, and I said, well, I guess because I was trained to, and because I used to work in a tennis club, a real big one. And that's where I learned a lot of customer service. And I don't know, I have a knack for it. So see, but I try to remember. And you'll say, oh, yeah, that's so-and-so. And she says, but you know by their email addresses. I said, usually. I'll have their first names and their star's names. And I don't know. I think you have to train yourself to do that. I really love this. And, you know, a few years ago, as you know, my husband passed away. And if it wouldn't have been for creating stars, I don't know. What I would have done, truly. We have a caller. Let's see who this caller is. Hold on a second. I don't know who this is. I hate to interrupt this, but I have it. We can talk until, oh, gosh, we have 90 minutes. Hold on. Hi, this is Natalie. Can I help you?
Hi. Well, this is my first time calling in. I just wasn't sure if you take questions or if it's just a topic.
Yeah, this is just a topic tonight. We don't do readings on the air, but you're welcome to go into our chat room. I have a lot of my stars in there that'd be happy to do a reading for you.
Oh, okay. All right. What's your topic? What are you talking about this morning?
Well, they're doing an interview on me on the last one.
Oh, okay.
Four. So.
Oh, okay. Well, listen.
Listen. Yeah, I'll put you on hold so you can at least listen and learn about the site and everything. Okay.
Cool. Thanks.
Thank you. Okay, back. So anyways, you notice, I have to interrupt everything and talk to people and find out what they want and give them some nice directions. And it's the personal touch, I feel. And I don't think there's a site out there, like I said, that has what I have. Period. They don't. They just don't.
Yeah,
they're like Autumn Dancing Heart was saying, they're all about the money. And, you know, most of them are based out of the United States, and I want to impress everybody that I am from South Carolina, and I'm proud of that. I guess I had some good guidance, you know, and I probably didn't see anything. I mean, the only thing I ever saw was that crystal that appeared during the night to me. I've never seen anything, you know, visually, you know, we're moving along here, and it's really great. I mean, let's look at the chat room, and we'll be 2 years February 14th on Blog Talk Radio. I really, I'm very, very pleased, but I'm not done yet.
No,
and,
you're still got a lot of
things. We'll see what happens. I have some ideas. They'll probably be implemented with a new design. The color scheme will stay the same. I mean, there's still that blue energy. I love that blue, but we're going to have a little turquoise, maybe some yellow. And, you know, if you go on Facebook, now everybody should get on Facebook and, you know, run into Candy. Stars Priestess Candy's there, and she'll connect you with all the pages, and except for the private group that we have. And it's growing and growing and growing, and the site is really busy right now, busiest it's ever been. I did something, and it was the right move, and so that's good. So you see, I'm always thinking, and I'm always working behind the scenes.
Yep. If you don't mind, because I'm going to have to go, I would like to thank all of the ladies that joined us tonight, Stars Mystical Waters, Stars Priestess Lori, Stars Autumn Dancing Heart, and, of course, Stars Cast. I think it was a very nice interview. I'm very thankful that you girls were willing to share your personal thoughts and things. And Natalie, of course, for letting us have it and host it and everything. But I think it's a good thing to get to do things like this. I think the more that clients and so forth get to learn about us, the further this is going to go. And I'd like to thank everybody in the room, in the chat room. I'm not in there, but everybody's always in there. So I thank all of you. And again, Natalie, for hosting and for letting us do the interviews tonight.
And we're going to do these again, I don't know, maybe 5-6 weeks down the road, because it gives all of them, and I've got everybody on air live right now, it gives everybody a chance to promote themselves and let a lot of the people in the chat room know who they are, I mean, and to hear you. When you hear somebody, it's just so much nicer. It really, really is. I mean, I have a tough time when I go on Skype. Everybody wants to talk to me. They want to hear me. Well, you know, of course, I can't talk to everybody that's sending me these little messages. I can go ding, 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 you know. But it really is nice to hear and learn about all their gifts and how special they are. And they are all very, very special. So thanks to all of you again tonight and in the chat room. Oh, my, we have stars in this. We have guests. We have, of course, Stars Priestess Candy is in there, and she does a lot on Facebook and Twitter, and we've got so many things rolling. And I want to thank all of you, especially that were on the air. It's a scary thing sometimes, I know. And Lori, you did a great job. Stars Priestess Lori, you did an awesome job. Of course, Autumn Dancing Heart as well, and Mystical Waters. And thank you, Cheyenne. You're always great on the show. Next week we're going to have on the tarot, not on the tarot, on the cards, right, Cheyenne?
Right, on cards that are different than tarot.
Yes, these different
are,
kind of cards, angel cards, there's all kinds of cards. Oh, my God, there's so many of them. But if anybody wants to say their closing thoughts here, ladies, go ahead. You're live on the air still, so I just want to say good night and whatever, it's fine. If not, I'll just close everything, and we'll get together again next week. And thank you, everybody, for coming, and everybody have a great evening, and know how much I love you. It's very, very true. Night, everyone. Bye-bye.
Good night, ladies.
Good night.
Love you.
Good night.